This time I actually pushed the record button. It's red. I saw it this time.
Okay.
Jeez.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and ghouls, welcome to a spine-tingling new episode of Guess What? You're Wrong, with your host, Big D. That's right, folks. The spooky season has arrived, and we're not clowning around. This year, we're delving headfirst into the eerie world of clown-based horror. So, whether you're a seasoned horror enthusiast or just a curious soul looking for a thrill, fasten your seatbelts because we're about to take you on a chilling ride through the carnival of nightmares. So grab your grease paint, your oversized shoes, and your funny nose if you dare, because beneath the painted smiles and colorful costumes lies a world of darkness and suspense. Join us as we unravel the mysteries, confront the fears, and explore the twisted minds behind these macabre entertainers. Now grab a front row seat and prepare for a twisted, terrifying, and utterly thrilling experience. Welcome to Guess What? You're Wrong, the podcast that proves in the world of horror your worst nightmares might just be right around the corner.
Now, before we get into this episode too far, I just got a little disclaimer here. First off, all audio used in this podcast is used under the protection of fair use. And as with all the movie reviews that I do here on Guess What? You're Wrong, we're going to spoil the hell out of every single thing we talk about. So, you have been warned. Welcome back to another stupendously chlorophobic episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. Now, this is like, what, the third take?
Yes.
Take three. We have Christine back on the scene again today, and we're going to tackle a movie that actually started filming in 2012, didn't get released until America until about 2016, even though it was released everywhere else around 2014. And we're talking about Clown. A brief synopsis. A loving father finds a clown suit for his son's birthday party, only to realize that it's cursed. Directed by John Watts, written by Christopher Ford and John Watts. God damn, can I forget anything else? Think. The movie stars Andy Powers, Laura Allen. I'm not going to go through everybody. Those are the two main top. But now, officially, the red light's on. It's recording. I'm going to bring the movie back.
Okay.
Maybe this time I won't have to stop it again. So how you been over there, Christine?
Good.
Yeah?
Not too bad.
Oh, did you have some of that shine?
Yeah.
How was it?
Good.
Yeah. Strong. Very 100 proof. No, there.
Strong. It's okay, though.
This was Eli Roth. Yeah. I got that. All right, come on. All the stuff you love about clowns. Balloons, popcorn. Birthday party. Look at that. Cupcakes with clowns on them. See, clowns are awesome.
I just don't like clown puppets. I think I told you that.
Guess what you're getting for your birthday?
Oh my God.
Clown puppets. Oh, wait, hold on. We missed it. Is she pregnant? Oh, I'm guessing that's... Okay, so that's the dad. Chuck Shamat is Walt.
I've seen her in a different thing.
Yeah, she's in a lot of TV shows. I was looking her up.
That's right. Oh,
there's Kent.
Okay, bye.
McCoy, played by Andy Powers.
Okay.
So obviously the clown's canceled, right? That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
So it's like he's renovating a house here, right?
It does.
And he finds there's a lot of old stuff.
That's weird. What the hell is he doing? Oh, he's trying to
be a clown.
Make a clown
for his son. That's awfully nice. What's in the trunk? What's in the box? You know what that's from? Yeah, it's from that.
Oh, Seven.
Seven, there you go. I couldn't remember the name. All I could think of was Brad Pitt. What's in the box? Okay, check this out. That's Laura Allen there, who plays Meg. Okay. Huh. It's kind of a lame clown costume.
It is.
Spur of the moment stuff. He's just trying to put something together for his son. That's cool. Look at that.
See that? That's not the same costume.
What?
She just said, I gotta go back to the circus. It's time for bed.
Dumbo, okay, guess you forgot he was wearing clown makeup, huh? Saw his reflection. So what part of the, is it just the costume?
Jack loved it.
Like the shirt and pants and stuff there? Is that what's going to be cursed? The jumpsuit?
Maybe the whole outfit. Oh, she's getting ready to do a clown.
Whoop, whoop. Uh-oh. Come on. Spill the beans.
She's like, this isn't working for me.
Ooh.
Shut down. That's not a bright suit or anything. It's like Paisley or something.
I don't know. What's up? I guess it could be really old and faded.
I guess.
The dog's going nuts outside. But he fell asleep on the couch.
So his wig is stuck now to his head.
So it's the whole outfit. Okay, so he washed his face.
And it's still there.
Okay.
Demo.
Thanks, Demo. Okay, so the paint's definitely coming off. Using paint or makeup remover. Okay, there you go. I get the nose off and the wig. Okay.
You can't get it off.
And the nose is stuck too. So I guess it was a... Ooh. Damn. So the wig, yeah, the wig, the nose, and the suit, like, I'm guess, are all one big cursed object.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes. Uh-oh. Don't pick up a razor blade or X-Acto knife. Dude, you're going to cut you.
Right. Oh,
dude. Hey, he's going to. I know he cut his wrist. Oh, that hurt.
Yeah. God, trying to kill himself.
He's just trying to get the suit off. All right. Dude, oh my gosh. Maybe you should have some help. Yeah.
I think so. I think you should stop.
Dude, get some help. Oh, look at that. Wow, it broke the blade and burnt out that reciprocating saw thing, whatever it was.
Yeah, it didn't.
So it's stuck. Right? Wonder if his wife's going to be able to help.
Who knows?
Yeah. Got to, right?
I'm sure he'll ask. You know, he'll ask her.
So how was that chicken? Christine, how was that chicken?
Okay.
Just not okay. But you didn't make it for me when I was there. That's all I'm saying.
I can make it for you when you come back.
Florida?
Yeah.
Maybe when you come to visit. And he's still wearing a clown costume.
She's like.
So the dog's going nuts. The dog knows something's up, right?
He really has to be. That's horrible.
So it's, yeah. Dog knows something up. Knows something is up.
Domo. Why would you do that? Why would you call yourself Domo?
So she's got some. Dentistry tools here. She's going to try and get the nose off of Demo the Clown.
Ow, ow.
Oh, I know what those are called. They just
forceps.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not coming off.
Like a band-aid.
What's going to happen? Okay. What's going to happen, Christine?
Like a band-aid.
Oh, it's blue. Oh, no.
Oh, the dog just ate it.
Oh, ripped his nose off, dude.
Dog ate it.
Oh, no. So he put a wig on, but she believes now that
it's his hair and it's colored.
So does the wig like grow into his
scalp?
Definitely don't.
Scalp, yeah. Or skin
off. Maybe someone's playing a prank on
you. I'm not an idiot.
Who would do that?
You're the darnest some dumbo.
Oh, I cut myself.
Oh, great. Now they're going to think he's funny. Nuts.
Yep.
They're going to think that he tried to kill himself, too?
Possible.
So he's sitting in the shower now.
And he's still got this outfit on. And he's having birthday cake.
Oh, he's eating like it's going out of style.
Yeah.
Is that his stomach? Making like gurgling noise?
I know. I heard it, too. I don't know.
I thought maybe you had gas. I'll say, so Kent has taken off. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. He ate everything in the kitchen.
Hey, Olive.
Literally. I think he ate everything.
What's in the box?
Oh, it's chained to the wall.
Did you not notice that when you grabbed it?
That's probably a sign that whatever's in there wasn't supposed to leave the house.
Hey, you remember the Creep Show one with the, what was it called? It turned out to be like the Arctic Expedition in Creep Show.
Is that the one where they brought back the werewolf?
No, the one where it.
Oh,
I think it's the first. Sorry. One.
He sneezed. What the heck is...
Is he eating?
Martin Carlson. Okay, you had a trust and he's deceased. So wait, an Arctic expedition that went in Creepshow, the first movie?
Yeah, it was like a box or something.
Yeah, they brought back a box and was hidden underneath the stairs. Yeah, inside, there was like a werewolf inside there is what it was. Yeah, I remember that. Actually, like I want to do Creepshow coming up too. Oh no, he's going to give her the COVIDs. Oh wait, what? Whoa. You're ripping stuff out of people's magazines, yo. It's kind of rude, right?
Yeah.
What happened if somebody just came and paged out of your magazine? Look at those old phones. Remember those? Oh, look at that. Did you hear what he said? Wow. Don't touch it. Stay away from it. Look at his face. It's changing. You see that? It's all splotchy.
It's all splotchy.
Yeah, you're going to
come to my awareness.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, look at his veins. See that?
Yeah, I see that. It's like his whole hand turning.
It's like getting a clown virus or something.
Yeah.
Dude.
A haunted clown costume.
Would you put on a clown costume?
Well, it just depends on my mood.
Hello?
Okay.
Doesn't he realize he already put on the costume?
Well, yeah, he told the guy that he had it on, and he told him, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's just be careful. It's fragile. It's not fragile. It's stuck on him.
Stuck to him.
I wonder if he would have taken it off before he fell asleep, if it would have come off.
Maybe.
Jesus.
Or was it because he put it on, it's over with?
I didn't want to scare you.
And there is Carlson, played by Peter Stormare. Now, he's been in a lot of stuff. Yeah, he is. Let me see what he's been in here. Most recently, he's been in a lot of stuff.
He was in that video game called Until Dawn.
He was in American Gods, Teen Titans Go. I've seen him in a lot more stuff than just that, though.
Oh, no. Here we go.
We got history coming at you. Are you ready for some history?
Yep.
Wow.
Like he drugged him.
Yep.
Is that recording?
Yep.
Okay.
Did you see that pop up on the screen?
Yeah.
I just pushed another record button just in case.
Okay.
We need to start over again?
No. I think he's getting ready to have some funny business here.
Oh, no. All right, Carlson, it's going to be okay. Decapitation?
Yeah.
So he's going to cut his head off.
Looks like he always plays a bit.
Oh, man. Oh, hatchet to the shoulder. But now, is that going to heal? Because before, he couldn't cut the suit or anything. So before, he wasn't able to cut the suit or anything. But now, he just hit.
Yeah.
What did he just say there? It's not a suit, it's part of your skin?
Yeah, he just put it, like, in his shoulder. The whole thing. Whatever the hell that
was. Wow.
And he said that all in front of him.
In front of all the people. And I bet you it's healed. Carlson. Oh, he's tied up in the back of his car.
Now that's going to make him look even crazier.
Yeah, that's not looking too good for this guy here. Kent.
Money.
What?
Oh.
He snapped. So all he was trying to do, the guy grabbed his head. All he did was take the guy's hand off of his head, and it snapped his...
He must have, like, super strength or something, like a demon.
The bone and everything was coming right out forearm. That was pretty rad, to tell the truth.
Hey, gnarly.
Oh.
Did he just puke up rainbow?
Yeah, I think he, like, puked up Skittles or something. Taste the rainbow.
Yeah, rather not.
But what's going on with his fingers now?
Looks like he's trying to kill him, still.
Well, yeah, so if he kills him, he can decapitate him and kill the demon. Or put the demon to sleep, I guess.
I don't know.
Because I'm guessing that the demon is embedded inside...
The clown costume.
Or is the suit just cursed, and like when you put it on, it calls the demon?
That's
I don't know.
True. It could be like...
Not very clear, but, you know, according to the synopsis, it's just a cursed suit. So I'm guessing that's probably what... you put it on, and it calls whatever demon this is. Come and have some fun.
Yeah.
Man, this is probably the only guy that could have... Well, no, he told you how to get rid of the demon. You had to decapitate yourself.
I'm guessing he won't do that till the very end, if he does it at all.
Kind of harsh to decapitate yourself, don't you think?
Yeah, you could just get under a guillotine.
Are you farting over there? Is that what that is? That's this guy. That's Kent's stomach, I'm guessing. It just keeps making that...
Gurgling sound.
Carl,
well, he hasn't pissed, so you know he probably has a shit either.
Just let it go in a suit, man. A suit will take care of it. Come on.
That's mad.
Tell me you've never let it go in your pants. Oh, yes, you have. I have. Sometimes I do it for fun. You're right.
Oh, I just shit myself.
And that, there was a lot of truth to those statements. Did you smell it?
No, I never smelled your ass.
You don't necessarily have to smell my ass. You just got to smell what came out of it.
Oh, my God. Okay. This is supposed to be scary. We're laughing.
I know. Stop laughing. It's not funny. This is very serious here, Christine.
Okay.
Did you drink too much?
Maybe.
Did you have it in a glass with ice or just by itself?
I had it by itself.
Put it in a glass by it with some ice. Drink it like it's like sweet tea. I miss it. I'm about to make some more.
Are you?
Yep.
Are you ever going to do a candy corn thing?
Yeah, eventually. All I got to do is get a jar, get the ABC, and throw some candy corn in there. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Yeah. I have to get some more candy corn. Every time I buy it, it gets eaten right up. So.
Right. Everybody likes it.
Everybody loves candy corn. You don't like candy corn, you're dumb if you don't.
Yeah, candy corn's awesome.
It's awesome.
I don't know if Gavin ever ate it. Because, you know, they hand it out during Halloween. So I think he went straight to, like, the candy bars or something.
I like me some candy bars. My phone was going off the hook over here, and I looked down, and I'm like, I got 80 notifications. What the
hell? Oh, my God.
That's what happens when you're popular, Christine.
I guess so.
They're mostly spam mail popping up.
I know. I have a lot of that, too.
Kids out in the woods. Oh. Was this supposed to be like a scout?
I don't know. Remember what they said about the clown demon luring children back to its cave?
Yeah. Cloying. That's what they used to be called, cloying demon.
Cloying.
Which eventually became clown.
I wonder if any of that is true.
Why don't you do so? Oh, he's in that kid's hand. Bit his fingers right off.
Oh.
Little Pudgy McMuffin just took off running there. Did you see that?
Yeah.
But, like I was saying, why don't you go ahead and do a report on the history of clowns and get back to me on the next episode.
You want me to do a report on the history of clowns?
You're in high school, you know. Right. Fun times.
Fun times, definitely.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Bullies.
I hate bullies.
That's a nice scenic. Oh, wait, hold on. It was a nice scenic little. But he's good old finger gobbler is sleeping under the bridge. Now, do you know what else sleeps under the bridge?
Trolls.
The grumpy old troll who sleeps under the bridge. That's right. Remember that song? Grumpy old troll who lives under the bridge. All right, so she found the book. Was this that book that Carlson had?
Yeah.
History?
Yes.
Yep. Look at that. Yes, and kids. He likes to eat kids.
So it looks like Pennywise from It.
Now, you know, this movie had quite the big budget. Well, I guess for an independent movie, it had $1.5 million.
Not bad. Oh.
What, did he just throw up his teeth?
Yep.
Well, that sucks. Now, in the U.S. and Canada, it only grossed $55,000.
Oh, wow.
But gross worldwide was over $4 million.
That's not bad. That's a nice little chunk of change.
It did good elsewhere, like overseas. Uh-oh. No, little kids. Don't go in there. Oh, yeah. He's got...
Look, his nose is...
Got some Pennywise teeth or something there. Look at that. See it? But wait till he opens his mouth again. Like shark teeth or something. Oh.
Oh.
There's a little kid looking over the top of the toilet.
I ain't been screaming. Get in there, dude. I'm trying to take a dump.
Why are his feet covered up? I must have missed something before. Because his feet are covered up with plastic bags now. Does he not have any shoes?
I don't know.
Now he just looks like a homeless guy. Let's go back to his office.
What was that?
It's a hidey key. What happened? What's going on with his finger there?
I don't know. His face is white. His nose is red from blood.
You see the lines up and down his eyes?
Yep.
Oh, dude. Kids. So this little kid approaches him here while he's outside of this office or wherever he's going into. Mm-hmm. And he can't hear anything the kid is saying. All he's doing is his stomach is growling like he's hungry.
Yeah.
Kokomo Apartments. That's what that was. So I'm guessing Kokomo Apartments. Uh-oh. There, he's got a cell phone and a pistol.
Yeah.
Now's his chance. But the guy said he had to decapitate himself. So even if he shot himself in the head, it wouldn't do no good. You got to cut your head off. Oh, it's getting tighter on him. Look at that.
Yep.
Well, that sucks.
And his stomach's just rumbling.
Oh, no. So first of all, they're in a hotel or motel or whatever.
Right.
This little kid is what, 4 years old, 5 years old?
Yeah. What the hell is he doing out that late?
Where's his parents?
Right.
All right, so this movie was filmed in New York City, it looks like.
Really?
Yeah. Also known as El Payaso del Mal, which I'm guessing is clown in Spanish.
Okay. Whatever you say.
And that's what I said. All right, there he is. Look at him. His skin and everything has changed. It's all turning white.
I know. It's weird.
Look at the lines on his eyes, his mouth. Kind of like the crow, but in red.
Yes.
Get a good stretch here. Oh.
Feel better?
No. Need another beer.
You should have brought one with you. Another one with you.
What are you? Oh, here we go. See? Oh. It's rainbow color.
He's got rainbow colored brains.
He shot himself in the head.
Yeah.
The bullet comes out the back, and you can see the bullet lodged in the wall there, too.
Yep.
And the brain splatter, instead of being red and gray and gloopy, it's...
He's still alive.
And he's still alive. I was right. You actually need to cut his head off in order for him to die. That was kind of cool how they put the bullet lodged in the back of the wall there, too.
That's yeah. Cool.
And there we go. He's looking for a saw. Cut his head off. Okay? Look at that.
You think that's what he's going to do?
What else would he be doing?
I don't know. Maybe still trying to get the damn thing off.
Trying a circular saw. Oh, see, look at that. He's trying to rig it up so he can cut his head off.
Yeah.
But that's got a safety guard on it. Regular circular. It won't cut all the way through, I don't think.
That would probably really, really hurt. Now she's just looking for him at all the different houses that he...
Oh, yeah.
Because he's a realtor or something.
Here goes.
Oh my God, this is gonna hurt.
So he's got two of them.
Oh, he's gonna fall back into them? Aw, dude. Oh.
Come on. Keeps teetering back and forth in that chair. So he's got the saw in between cinder blocks, the blade sticking up, and he's teetering on a chair. Oh, no. The kid. No. Oh, dude. So those saws that he had rigged up went right through that kid.
Oh my God. Watch him now. He's going to eat him.
So when he fell, the kid broke in, kind of frightened him a little bit. So he went to the side, knocked the blade, the saws over. One of them hit, I guess, one of the cinder blocks and broke and flew through the kid, killing the kid. Well, the kid's dead now. We might as well eat him, right?
I guess. Jeez. At least not whatnot.
Oh, my goodness. What happened to not killing kids in movies?
I don't know. This world has just become like...
Something.
Yeah.
Keep watching. I'm going to run and get a beer real quick.
Okay.
What did I miss?
Not much. She just got out of the car and is now going into these apartments.
Oh, that's a hotel. That's a Kokomo Hotel. Were they apartments or was it a hotel?
I think it was apartments because it's something that he
owns.
Yeah.
He's a realtor, right? Or something like that.
Yeah. They don't ever say what happens to the little kid.
Okay. Now this is clown take 15.
Yes.
A little bit of problems there, but it looks like we were able to start back up right where we left off. She's digging through the clown book here.
Yeah.
Bart Carlson cheers to the kids. And there's the clown. That's the suit. This will be fun having to splice all this together.
I bet.
Look at that. You see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
It's a Band-Aid. I'm not flipping you off, really.
What the hell did you do to your finger?
Hangnail.
Ow.
All right, so.
Oh, now he can't talk.
Did something happen? Right from the accident.
Oh, that's right. He just showed right back up in the movie. Thought he died.
Only I can help. Okay. Ooh. How did he
Busty.
Who is he for real?
Right?
No, there is no other way. Are you picking your nose?
No, I was itching my face.
Oh, sorry. You're a dirty bird.
So are you.
I'm just sitting here drinking a beer. What are you talking about?
Is she going to see that kid?
No, that was in the hotel room.
No, it was not. It was like an apartment complex.
But she just went into a house, right? She didn't go to an apartment complex, did she?
No, I don't know.
Oh, no.
This is where he got the
costume. She's at Carlson's.
Okay.
And there's, maybe not, because there's the box. So I guess you're right. This is where he got the costume. Well, maybe not. I don't know, because there's the dummies that were there before.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is this the clown suit remover chair?
Yeah, looks like it. Oh, what is she going to do?
Oh, no, not a video camera. That means she's going to watch some recordings of something that happened in that chair previously.
Yeah, it was like it was just there.
Okay, so this is the guy's son.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Oh, don't put that on him.
Him, right? Damn bullies.
I hate bullies.
Yeah, so that was Kent and Meg's son, the little boy that his birthday party was. Mm-hmm. What is that?
My God, it's a demon.
Is it, or is it somebody wearing that suit? Hold on. What's in the wheelchair? What's in the box?
My God.
Show it. Come on. Lame. Didn't show it. All right, so he's chained up in the basement.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, I don't want this to happen.
Man comes home. He's chained up in the basement. His wife chained him up. He's spitting up some, guessing, bones from the kid that he ate earlier.
Yeah.
And now his son came home.
They never showed him eating the kid.
No. Leave. Mommy says it's okay.
Okay. Oh, my God. No.
Okay.
No, this isn't going to happen.
Well, he's chained up, so hopefully that'll, hopefully when the kid sees him.
I want to see my number one birthday boy. That's what he just said.
So is that Jack, played by Christian DiStefano? He's got Chuck's on, so he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
No, don't help him.
Don't come near him.
So Jack comes downstairs to the basement, sees his dad tied up. His dad is obviously possessed with this clown. Yeah. Oh, was that Peter?
Yes. Did you hear that?
I thought it was in the movie, and I was like, what the hell is that?
That's Peter.
Peter, pumpkin eater. Okay.
His voice is changed.
Yeah. Jack, don't do it. So he asks his son, Jack, do you know where the bolt cutters are?
Right.
Is she going home? Go home. Meg. Yep.
It's a nice house.
Go down there, Meg, because Jack is down there and he's getting the bolt cutters.
Right.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, good. They didn't show that. That would have been horrible.
Woo.
Oh, but it might feed the bullies to him.
All right.
You guys suck balls. Kids in their video game.
I know. Rotten. Oh, man, that's a white rug. He just spilled that Faygo on. That's red pop Faygo.
Is it?
Well, that's what I'm saying it is. Because, you know, Faygo and clowns go together like stinking shit.
Stinking shit.
Or peanut butter and jelly. Take your pick. Yeah. So the kid grabs some nunchucks.
Nunchucks. He's going to go all...
Is this one of the bullies?
Yes.
Nice.
The hell?
Okay. Ooh. So, okay. That was pretty graphic. Well, they didn't show the kid actually getting it, but what was that piece of meat that flew against the TV?
I don't know. Maybe brains?
So,
brains.
The kid's playing some interactive game online. Obviously, didn't have headphones on because you could hear through the TV. So when they were talking to the bully about what he was going to do to Jack.
What he had already done to him.
And Kent heard it. Kent ate him up.
Yeah. The more this thing, it turns.
No. Is the dog going insane too, or is the dog trying to protect?
Maybe the dog trying to protect.
Oh, no. Look at that.
He just cut off the dog's head.
Cut off the dog's head with a machete. No, and it's got rainbow-colored brains. Wow. So Carlson's back on the scene with the machete.
Yep.
The dog was obviously infected at some point. The only one to get that costume off. Okay.
Yeah, by beheading
him. What is he? He's pulling teeth? What?
Yeah.
So he's got a pair of dike pliers or the clippers.
His teeth are all razor sharp.
So it was an Icelandic curse. You know what's popular in Iceland, right?
Clowns?
No, like trolls and gnomes and...
Oh, yeah, trolls. Yeah.
And he puts on the costume right here, and this is what... Oh, boy.
You see that thing?
So it's got to be five kids. So the suit, the curse demands five children for every month of winter, obviously based in Icelandic winter.
Yeah.
So he's got to kill five kids. How many kids has he killed so far?
Let's see.
He's got to be getting close to five,
he
right?
That one kid at the apartment, and then he just killed the bully, right? So he's only killed two kids.
Okay. The dog. The dog ate the nose.
That's right.
That's how the dog got possessed. The dog ate the nose.
Yep.
Yep. See.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the kid from the motel or the apartments.
Yep. Oh, that's horrible, Jack. We have to kill your daddy.
Jack, we have to kill your daddy. Come on now.
Help me catch him.
If he's killed two kids, you want to save him. You have to give him, you either kill him or give him three more kids, right? He's got to have five kids.
Yeah.
Ain't that some shit?
Crazy shit. Wow. She almost ran over her dad's speech. Like, I got to go, Dad. Do you think he, like, tracked down all the bullies and ate them?
Maybe.
That would be three more kids. The nunchucks.
Yep. Oh. Look at that. Arcade. Full of kids.
It's like a celebration station, like they have here.
Yep.
Uh-oh. He just ate some more kids.
He does. She's not lying. That is 100% the truth. Hey, Christine.
Yes. Thanks for sharing.
It was a secret.
Drinking beer.
Yeah, I know. Beer gives me gassy.
I think beer makes everybody gassy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
Oh. He's there, but... It was a nasty ball pit.
Those things are disgusting.
I know. I can imagine kids going pissed and shit and throwing up and all kinds of good stuff in there.
Yeah, you think so? Somebody peed in there. It's probably not pee. It's probably full of blood.
Right. That other bully kid. Great. Kid's like, ew, somebody peed in here.
See, so that kid jumps into the ball pit. He thinks he's peeing here because he stepped in something wet.
Yeah.
How many times I've stepped into a ball pit and been like...
I don't know.
They're nasty. They're disgusting.
I stopped going into ball pits when I was a kid.
Especially
like I was a little
kid. If you go to the ones like Chuck E. Cheese and stuff like that, those are the worst.
Imagine.
They don't clean them out at all.
They don't? Wouldn't it be easy for them just to like vacuum the balls out, clean the whole pit, and then put them back in?
What would be easy, they don't do. I'm just saying. A bunch of kids work there.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, look at all the blood. I think you were right. I think it was blood.
There's no pee in. Well, there probably was pee in there, too, and shit and throw up and boogers. And but what he stepped in was blood. So that should be three, right?
Oh, my God.
Just threw a kid's body against the inside of a tunnel slide. And all the, oh, look at all that blood. Oh, and body parts coming down the slide. That's a hand. That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
You know what gets me about this movie? I'll get into that when it's over. There's Meg. Meg on the scene. Okay.
Yeah. Somebody dressed the clown loose in there. Somebody get your kids. Get your kids. That demon clown thing looked freaky.
Yeah, it did.
Funhouse. Is that what that is? Is a funhouse or
something? I don't know. Neon clown world or something? I don't know what the hell it is.
Right?
Oh, yeah, he's looking more and more like that demon thing.
Yeah, that thing.
I'm not sure he's too scared anymore because he's not really in his
mind
anymore, right?
Yeah, his mind is... What did he say?
You remember him. So, see, I don't think... Oh, it's him. No.
Oh, God.
So, homeboy shows up to try and save the day. tries to cut his head off, but he gets stopped.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. So he's had four so far.
Yeah.
He just needs one more. The demon is saying, bring me one more child and you can have your husband back. Oh, no. Okay. So he's saying, find one more child, or basically, find one more child, or I will kill Jack.
Yeah.
Their son. But if he gets one more child, the demon has cursed.
He's fully a demon. Then after he's a child.
Yeah, but then he the husband can get the suit off. Wow.
Ooh, did you see his eyes? It's like the children are like under some kind of...
All those kids. I think they're just all going hectic. They're trying to find their parents and stuff. They're just running around.
Right.
It's not Kent. Yeah.
I know.
It's not Kent. It's the demon. One more kid.
Now she's thinking about it.
Yep. She's considering taking a kid and giving him to Kent. Clown.
Yeah, so he doesn't eat their son.
Hey, Christine, bring me a beer.
Bring you a beer? How can I bring you a beer?
Oh, wow. Yeah, say yes, Meg. Say yes.
She's gonna go find a kid.
Now, what would you do? Would you go find another kid? Or would you...
Question to ask. I mean, yeah, I guess if Gavin was in danger, he was a little younger, I might do something like that.
Or would you just let the crazy guy kill him? That's rough. That's a rough situation there. So she either has to go find another kid or her possessed husband to kill, and her husband can be free from the suit and the demon lives. Or she has to let the crazy guy come in and kill him.
Yeah.
Save kids. I'll probably just save the kids, honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I thought he was at the place she just left.
No. He told her, meet me at the favorite spot or something. He told her to meet me somewhere. Which obviously she knows. So she's got this little girl that.
I wish someone would help him out. Did she just say what I think she said?
Yep.
I don't know if it came down to like Gavin being like in really bad danger. Like I would probably do it. That sounds so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd kill for my kids, you know?
You're supposed to save all the kids, Christine.
Save all the kids, not just one.
Save all the children. Not just one. That's why I would probably let the crazy guy just come in and kill him.
You would?
Because I'm like, I don't want any more kids to die.
No, I don't want any more. I wouldn't want any more kids to die either.
Look here. The little girl fell asleep.
Aw.
I'm a little gothy over here.
Oh, she's doing what?
Yep, she's using that little girl to... She delivered a child to the clown so she could have her husband back.
Yeah.
She's wanting to sacrifice this little girl. Is she going to go through with it?
I don't know. I would probably.
So you have this little girl outside the car now begging to get in, you know, and the clown's obviously coming up to get her.
And sit there and listen to a little girl scream.
No, you got to. Oh, no. Come on. All right.
There you go.
She didn't go through with it. Oh. Wait, what happened there? So she opened the door to try to get the little girl back in. Somebody pulled up. The little girl got freaked off and took off running, but it was the police.
Jack, call me back.
Now Jack's in danger.
Yeah.
And her dad's not answering the phone. Okay. Okay.
Shepard. Stay close to Grandpa.
The hell?
More kid bones.
Told you not to come back here. Where's Jack?
Okay, he's up in his.
Oh my gosh, her dad is a dick. Idiot. Wait a minute.
Talking about the blood. No one will know.
What hurt? Ripped his jaw right off.
Now.
Isn't he beautiful?
Oh my god.
Okay, so.
Better run. Something decapitated head. It's your husband.
You should have let the crazy guy come in and kill him.
Yep.
And he showed up on the scene, ripped your dad's jaw right off when your dad was willing to help cover up child murders. that he thought he had committed.
Okay.
Okay, this thing.
Yeah, it's in a bad pose right now.
And don't forget, this suit was from Iceland.
Yeah, her son's with him.
Oh, she's pregnant. And, oh no, the lock's up and he can't get out now. Jack's trying to take off. Now, the clown knows that she's pregnant. The clown could have, if the clown would have ripped the baby out of her, that would technically have been the fifth clown. Yeah. She would have been dead. Fifth child, I'm sorry. Oh, dirty Diana, mama fighting. Yeah, mama fighting, look at that.
Oh.
Wow, ripped the baby from her shoulder off.
Wow.
This is a lot more graphic than I thought it was going to be.
Yes, it is.
Stay hidden, Jack. Don't come out for anything. Yeah. We have Jack's hiding, I don't know, in some little closet over here off to the side. And the demon, I don't know, that it's not even really Kent anymore. It's a demon, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's had 4 kids.
Needs one more.
Yep.
Holy jeepers. Come on, Meg. You got to save your son. Jack needs you. Kent's done. Bucked up.
Yeah.
Hey, Christine, check this out. What? Hold on, Jack. So the demon, the clown demon thing, looks like it locked Jack into this room.
It's like a Harry Potter room or something.
It looks like one of those little rooms under the stairs. What are those called?
Remember the people under the stairs?
Yep. Good movie.
Yeah. Don't breathe.
Oh, my God. Oh, chain around the neck of the demon clown. Yeah. Got him chained there. He pulled that hot water heater out of the wall. He's not getting free.
Wouldn't that have to
kick
someone?
Is he going to pull hard enough where it's going to cut his head off, you think? No, he's stopping. Get an axe. Drink.
Yeah. It looks like she's got a hammer. Does she have an axe?
Yeah, no, that's a big sledgehammer. I need to get an axe or a chainsaw hand to get this taken care of. Oh, no. Now we have Kent coming out. The clown is identifying as Kent now.
Yeah, but it could be trickery.
Oh, it is. Take some notes from Ash, the Evil Dead. So he says, it's a trick. Daddy, get an axe. It's a trick. Get something to cut that motherfucker's head off.
Oh,
Dad. That's right, Jackie. Tell him. Or tell her.
Dad.
Oh, look at that. His head's going to come off because of that. Oh,
cool.
She did it with a sledgehammer.
Yep.
His head came off. Wow.
Well, it was chained up.
Yeah, the chain was pulling so tight around his neck that when she basically hit him in the back, right in the top of the back with a sledgehammer, and he dropped down, the chain yanked his head up and decapitated him.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, I tear it out of it. No.
The head off of the body.
Oh, dude.
Okay. Now everything's dissolving. So she successfully killed the demon by cutting his head off. And the suit is loosening up, coming off, looks like.
Yeah.
Now, do you think Meg is going to put the suit on? Oh, look, the mask and everything melts off the face. It's Kent. So I wonder, when the police come to investigate this, are they going to see the decapitated body of her husband?
Yes.
And wouldn't she get in trouble for that?
Yeah, usually you go to prison.
Yeah.
Would think.
Or decapitating your husband? Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
And all these other deaths we blamed on you. Unless he's got like rainbow shit coming out of his head like he did before.
Right.
So the police show up. I'm curious to see what happens in descending here. So the wig come off. The medical examiner is going to remove the clown costume because he's dead.
What do you think he's going to do with it, though?
Yeah, what's going to happen to the costume? Because, you know, the other guy, he was trying to hide it away.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all that. And there's the costume right there. See, it's sealed in evidence.
Was that it?
That was it. All right, so... Christine, there we have The Clown, 2014, released in the United States in 2016. After some hiccups with the recording, we made it through the movie. What'd you think of The Clown? I'm sorry, just, what'd you think of clown? It's just not, it's not the clown. It's just clown.
Clown. I'm just, my.
I hear you.
That is just like.
There was, I saw this years ago. I'm guessing right around 2016 when it came out.
Yeah.
And I did not remember anything about this movie. And watching this movie, I didn't remember anything that we were watching. The graphic violence towards children in this movie
was horrific. Definitely probably why it wasn't so popular in the U.S.
I'm guessing that's probably why. As he's got to kill five kids. He gets four killed, and he kills them in horrific fashion. I mean, you see blood and bones and brains and shit flying everywhere when he's killing these kids. And they're not, they're not like teenage kids or older kids. They're like 5, 6, 7-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
It got off to a slow start.
Got off to a pretty slow start because, you know, he put on the suit and was kind of building. The scene where she pulled his nose off, dude, and the dog ate it.
That was horrible.
You know, and they left this movie wide open for a sequel.
A second one.
And my guess is that you were right on the nose, clown nose. You were right on the clown nose there. Because of all the violence towards children in this movie, it's probably the reason why it didn't do too good. I didn't read anything about that anywhere on the internet, but after watching the movie, that's probably my guess.
Yeah. Unless the kids get killed.
Not like that. That's, ooh.
That's horrific.
Then you see a dog get decapitated and Meg's dad gets his jaw ripped off.
Right.
And I think that end scene, you know, when we're going through, when she's watching the video recording that Carlson has, and they keep showing the demon, but we don't see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
We see the demon toward the end come out of Kent.
Mm-hmm.
And we know from Carlson, he was telling the history that the reason how he was released is that his brother went and got 5 sick kids that were on the verge of dying and gave him to the clown.
Yeah.
How he was released. The only other way to release somebody from the clown suit is to decapitate him.
Yeah.
And that ended in gory, graphic satisfaction, in my opinion. You know, we see this clown guy going around killing kids through the whole movie, but at the end,
he gets what he deserves.
He does. And their son, Jack, gets saved because the mother takes care of business, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Now, would this be a movie you'd watch again?
Yes.
Would it be? No, if I would. I mean, this is kind of...
It's weird and...
I might.
Creepy and... Yeah.
No, I might. It's definitely clown-based horror. It's definitely not what I was expecting or not what I remember either. But I say it wasn't terrible. Now, if you look at the movie as a whole, okay, it was a little bit slow at the beginning, but it built up. And as a whole, it was a pretty decent movie. It was a well-done movie. The only thing that I had an issue with was how the kids were slaughtered.
Yeah.
I understand they built this lore, the coin, which came to be the clown, that he need this demon from Iceland.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a demon. Like, I don't know. But it needs 5 children, one for every month of winter. So I like how they built that lore into the suit.
That was kind of cool.
That was cool. But man, the graphic killing of the kids, that was...
Yeah, that was really sickening when he kept, like, spitting out their
bones
and teeth and...
It's like when an animal eats, you know, animals in the wild sometimes eat other animals whole.
Mm-hmm. They
spit out the bones.
Wow.
It's kind of rough. But hey, it was a movie. And it was decent. For Christine, she would watch it again. I would say I would watch it again, depending on the circumstances. It's not something I'm going to keep on my media server for too long. I may end up buying, you know, I don't even know if it's on DVD or Blu-ray. I ought to check that out. I might end up buying it and just keeping it around.
Pop it.
Whenever my kids start getting in trouble or start acting bad, I'd be like, hey, look, watch the clown movie. It's what happens to little kids when they're bad. No, I wouldn't do that to them.
Yeah, that would scare the crap out of them.
It almost scared the crap. I mean, there was parts in this movie where I was just like, what? But, you know, it is what it is. Christine,
I want to thank you for fitting with me tonight and going through even all the technical difficulties, I'll say.
Which hopefully
in post and editing, the listener won't even know that there was any issues. It'll go together seamlessly. If I can do it, we shall see.
Okay. But,
for everybody out there, that's it. That's the end of Clown from 2014, released in America in 2016. Don't want to be confused about that. Everybody out there, sweet dreams, love, peace, and chicken grease. Later, tater.
As we reluctantly bid adieu to the twisted carnival of horrors and the maniacal laughter echoing in the shadows, I hope your heart is still racing and your nerves are electrified. Clowns with their painted smiles and hidden malevolence remind us that terror can wear a colorful mask. Remember, in the circus of the macabre, the line between delight and dread is razor thin. Until next time, when we venture into the darkest corners of the human psyche once more, keep an eye on the corners of your vision and a flashlight close at hand, for you never know when the circus may return to town. Sleep with one eye open, dear listeners, and may your dreams be free of painted grins and red noses.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.